shayla in the poskim whether shloshim yoyim applies to Purim. I think we're different within the range. Next week is Tainus Esther, so give a share this week on Purim. I came across a sefer came out this year. There's many svarim on Alatayr, but a sefer on the Megillah. Chavetzel Sashoran had a tremendous chiddush that answered a lot of kashas for me. So I'd like to share the chiddush with you. I think it's definitely something worth considering. So we'll go through some of the raid and then present his argument. We know that the Gemara tells us that certain amayron would be choylev mechotvi tzudasayim. On Purim, they would switch off. One year you eat by me, the next year I eat by you. And it's a question exactly what the Gemara's chiddush is trying to say over there. Who cares that one would eat by me and one would eat by you? Some say that it's a chiddush in Su'udas Purim, that the din of Yerada says, the din is, there's a din, that obviously it's not Le'ikuva, but you have to have Su'udas Purim with other people. Can't be by yourself for Su'udas Purim. And you learned it out from this din, and since they couldn't afford to invite guests, so they said, you know, one year I'll do by me, one year I'll do by you. But the Pashut Pshat in the Gemara, take a look at Rashi over there, is that this is a din, not in Su'udas Purim necessarily, but a din of Mishloach Manos. That your Yoytze, the din of Mishloach Manos, they didn't have enough money to do Mishloach Manos, right? So therefore, they, one year, one invited Reuven, invited Shimon, and one year Shimon invited Reuven, and they switch off back and forth, back and forth. This seems to be how Rashi learns the Gemara. Other Rishayim have different Mahalchim in the Gemara over there, the Ram, the Kedoyme. But the Pashut Pshat in the Gemara is that one Amayra would invite one, and then the next year they would invite the other one, and somehow through that you were Yoytze, the din of Mishloach Manos. And of course, this is obviously a Pella, as the Beis Yosef already asked. How are you Yoytz and Mishloach Manos? You want to tell me that the person who's coming to eat by me, I'm Yoytz and Mishloach Manos by having him eat? Very good, that I could understand. But you want to tell me that the person who's eating by me is Yoytz and Mishloach Manos? It's a fellow. Just because he's eating by me, he's Yoytz, his din of Mishloach Manos. Comes to Beis Yosef and throws up his hands and says, B'chair, this is a Dover Pella. What's the Gemara Lefi Rashi telling us? Based on this, we have a chiddush nifla from the Rishash. The Rishash is not originally printed in the back of Gemara Maseches Megillah. It was printed someplace else. I think now they already put it in the back of Gemara. Zot the Rishash a chiddush nifla. Says the Rishash, Ulani es daiti, luli de mistafin. Right away, you know, luli de mistafin is coming with something good. Hayisi oimer dover chodesh. If it were up to me, said the Rishash, I would be mechadish a chiddush niflo. V'hu kishashaleach echad lechaveroi kimu shneihem hanoisin v'amekabel mishloach manos. Zot the Rishash. I think that me'ikar adin, a person is yoytze the din mishloach manos, not only by giving mishloach manos, but by receiving mishloach manos. That is, that if I receive Mishloach Manos, I was mekayim my mitzvah. The mekhiki and mitzvah is not only to give Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos ish l'reyeu means that I have to be involved in the process of Mishloach Manos, either on the giving end or on the receiving end. V'hochi daik lishma, that's what it says. U'mishloach Manos v'loy ka'amar lishloach Manos, says the Rishash. It doesn't say mishloach Manos, it says mishloach Manos. You have to be part of the process. Ayin Rashi v'zeh meduktir shaber kamer boner otzeloy ma'ani v'ato v'zeh shmi'inon. And this is Rishash, says the Rishash. Mechalfi sudasayu asher kvar tzovchu alev elohelu klum. Everyone wants to know what's Pshat in Rashi. How could it be that the person who came to eat by the other Amayra, he was also Yaitse, Mishloach Manos, Veloihelu Klom, and there's no Pshat in such a thing? That's Rishash. I just told you Pshat. Because Mishloach Manos doesn't mean that you have to give Mishloach Manos to Yisrael. Mishloach Manos means that you have to be part of the process of Mishloach Manos. This is the Chiddush Nifla of the Rishash, as he says. Well, it's against kol gedoyli mashmos, kol gedoyli paizmos. Machmas choymer hakasha. This is what he comes up with. Magen Avram has a different ish. Magen Avram says as follows. Nirali, demisha oichel al shulchan chaveroi, viloyhechen loiklum, potter milishloyach monis. Zotim Hagen Avram, based on Rashi, you know, I think there's a different pshat. You know why the Amoira that came to eat by the other one, the guest, didn't do mishloach monis? Because when you go to eat your suda by someone else, and you don't prepare your own suda, Zotim Hagen Avram, you're not chayiv mishloach monis. Mishloach monis is only a chiyiv on a person who is preparing his suuda. But if you're not preparing a suuda, says the Magen Avraham, it's mefurish in his words, v'nirali demisha oichal shulchan chaveroi, v'loi heichin loi klom, potter milish loi achmonos. V'chein mashrek tzatz berashi, mechal pisu desayim. Says the Magen Avraham, it's a chidish nifla. It's a chiv of mishloach monos, and I'm pottering anyone who doesn't make a suuda. So he says, v'toiv lahachmer. Don't be soymich on this unless you really have to be soymich on this. But make it any hope that a person who's eating by someone else is potter from Mishloach Monos, because that's what Rashi says. The Amoira that came and ate by the other Amoira was Yoytze, his name. Why was he Yoytze? The host was Yoytze. Why was the guest Yoytze? Must be. The guest was never Chayiv, says the Magen Avraham. He was never Chayiv in the din because he's Soymech, he'd be eating on the Shulchan, by the Shulchan of someone else. And of course, the Divrei HaMagen Avraham are a pella. Why would he be potter just because he's eating by someone else? So we know it's already mufursum that there seems to be a machloikis amongst the poiskim exactly how to understand the din of the shloach manos. It's famous in the name of the Manos Halevi. Manos Halevi of Shlomo Alkevitz says that the din, the yisoyer of the shloach manos, is laharba zereyas, to enhance zereyas in Klal Yisrael. Haman came to an Am that was Yesha Am, Mefoizer Mefoirat. There was a nation that was splintered, there was an Achdus. The Yisoyed of Mishloach Monos is to create Achdus in Klal Yisrael. With Fi the Monos Halevi, you could understand the Rishash a little bit. You could understand that maybe I don't have to give, I just have to receive. As long as there's this creation of this relationship, so I was Yoytze, it's still a big Chiddush. The Pshat is that I have to go create Reyes. By being the Kabbal, I wasn't really creating Reyes. I was allowing someone else to be okay, still, but finish, at least you get here. This is the Shita of the Manos Halevi. Someone even goes far to say that based on this Pshat, you don't even need to give Michael a Mishnah. We know the Manos Halevi says that he gave a Sefer in exchange for Mishloach Manos. Why? Because the whole thing is Laharbas Reyes. Laharbas Reyes, it doesn't necessarily have to be Michael a Mishnah. I, all the boys who hold it, has to be Michael a Mishnah. Okay, so Chazal were Magder in a specific way. But be a Soyed, it's Laharba's race. Ukinegidoi, we have the Shita of the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin says very clearly that the Yisoyed of Mishloach Monos is in order to make sure that everyone has a Suda. It's a Hechsher for everyone to have a Suda. So therefore, there's a din of Suda's Yomtiv, Suda's Purim. We're not sure if there are going to be people that could be able to afford it. So therefore, they made a din of Mishloach Monos Ish L'Reyeyu to ensure that everyone has a Suda. And based on this, the Trumas Hadeshin says, many chidushim, that it has to be something which is ra'i to be used in a Suda. We know the Shita of the Ramah. The Ramah Shita is that if a person is not mekabel your Mishloach Monos, you're still Yoytze. What's the pshat in such a thing? Why are you still Yoytze? So the Achrayim say it's totally on this. Monos Halevi says, because the Reyes was still created. I show that I'm willing to give it to you. So he wasn't mekabel. But with Fi the Chumas Hadeshen, if he's not mekabel, so then I'm not Yoytze. That's one of the nafkaminas that the poskim say between the Chumas Hadeshen and the Monos Halevi. Many, many different nafkaminas. One nafkamina which is very negeya, the Ben Yishchai writes, let's say you give Mishloach Monos, you give it before Purim. You do the Ma'aseh in the Sina before Purim, it arrives on Purim. Are you Yoytze the din of Mishloach Monos Ish L'Reyeyu? If the Vart is a Vart in Sudas Purim, so the Chayra you're Yoytze, as long as he has it. We don't care when you did the Nesina. If the Vart is a Vart in Oyster Reyes, so one could argue that no, I wasn't Oyster Reyes on Purim, and therefore I wasn't Yoytze. Many different nafkaminas that the Achreinim discuss in light of this machlokes between the Monos Halevi and the Trumas Hadeshin. Chassam Sofer asks a stira in the Ramah. Chassam Sofer says the Ramah seems to be Sofer himself. Why? Because there are more paskins that if someone is not mekabel mishloach manos, I'm still yotze.
Which means
that the yisoyed of mishloach manos is to make reyes. Therefore, as long as I offered it to him, I'm still yotze. Fine. That means the yisoyed according to the Ramah is asiyas reyes. I have to be marver reyes be Yisrael. But then there are more paskins that a woman is not chayiv in mishloach manos if her husband does it. Big shaila in the poskim, but the Ramah seems to be mashma like that. And Sam Sefer says, what's the pshat? It must be the pshat is because she, it's a din in the suda. She's not making her own suda. It's the bailin's suda. And then Mela, she's yoytze with one suda. They're yoytze. But if it comes to the Vara Asiyas Reyes, says the Chassam Sofer, L'chayra, each Nashim should be M'chuyavis as well. So Chassam Sofer is struggling to understand what is the Ramah Shita. What's the Ramah Shita when it comes to Mishloach Manos? Is Mishloach Manos a din in Marber Reyes in Klal Yisrael? Or is Mishloach Manos a din in Hachana for Seudas
Pur?
For Seudas Pur. So let's try to understand this stira, the way the Chassam Sofer understands the stira in the Ramah, by trying to understand a little bit of a deeper havana into what the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham said this massive chiddush. Chiddush was that a person is not chayiv mishloach manos if you aren't making your own suda. If a person is the lashon is v'nir li demisha oichal al shulchan chaveroi v'loy heichin loy klum poter milushloyach manos. Again, similar to the Rishash, but for a different reason. The Rishash holds that there's a key in whether I'm a kabel or noise. The Magen Avraham says if I'm eating by someone else, there is no din of mishloyach manos. And the shaila is, what's pshat? Why? Why would there not be a din? Even if you want to tell me, like the Trumas Hadeshet, that the whole yisoid of Mishloach Manos is to make sure that people have for the Suda. Who cares where I'm eating? I have to make sure that someone has for the Suda. So what nafkamina to make a difference where I'm eating? My din is like a din of tzedakah. Right? I have a din to make sure that other people have for the Suda. Why should it make a difference whether I'm eating my own Suda or I'm eating with someone? So Magen Avraham points to the following simon. Where does he bring a raya? Ayin Masha Kosavti Simin Tof Reish Pei Aleph Soif Sif Vov. Where's Tof Reish Pei Aleph? Tof Reish Pei Aleph Soif Sif Vov is Hilchos Chanukah, and there are two Seifim in Tof Reish Pei Aleph. So Sam Sofer says it must be that he's referring to Tof Reish Ayin Vov, where there is a Sif Vov. Tof Reish Ayin Zayin, sorry. And what's he referring to over here? Zog the Chassam Sofer. Says the Chassam Sofer, take a look at the Tof Reish Pei Aleph. There is no Siv Vav. So take a look at Tof Reish Ayin Zayin. What's he talking about in Tof Reish Ayin Zayin? Says the Mechaber, in the middle of Hilchus Chanukah. The middle of Hilchus Chanukah. And the Mechaber says that a person who is Soimeh al shulchan chaveroi, such a person is yoytze with the hadlaka of shulchan chaver. Ach sanoi she'ei madlikin alov bebeisoi, tzorech losei spruta lebal bais, he has to be mishtatif imoi, v'shemen shal ner chanaka. V'im yesh le pesach v'tzuach la'atzvo tzorech, this is the halacha of ach sanoi. And that's what the Magen Avraham is referring to when he says, go back and look what I wrote. And in Simin, Tof Reish Pei Aleph, says Chassam Sofer, he's really referring to Tof Reish Ayin Zayin. And what's this halacha? This is the halacha of Soimech al Shulchan Chaveroi. A person is Soimech al Shulchan Chaveroi So he could be yoytze with the hadlaka of chaver. Now, this is a davar nifla. What in the world is the Magen Avraham pointing to? The Magen Avraham is saying that if I'm eating my seuda outside, so I'm potter in the din of Mishloach Manas. Why am I potter in the din of Mishloach Manas? I am Hilchus Chanukah. What's the Shabbat Hilchus Chanukah? Hilchus Chanukah, that if I am an achsonoi by someone else, I could be yoytze, maybe after Yerushalayim Pipruta, but I could be yoytze with his hadlaka. That's what the Chassam Sofer says in Pshat and the Magen Avraham. Again, it's not clear from Magen Avraham itself, because Magen Avraham says Tov Reish Ayalon. We don't know what he's referring to. The Chassam Sofer is saying it must be, he means Tov Reish Ayin Zayin. Tov Reish Ayin Zayin is Hilchus Achsonoi by Chanukah. So because I'm a Yoytze, Hilchus Hadlokas near Chanukah is a guest, the Magen Avraham is saying, therefore, I'm Yoytze Mishalach Monois as well, when I'm Soymech Al Shulchan Chavera. The Hainu, it sounds like the Magen Avraham is saying, just like by Hadlokas near Chanukah, there's the din of Achsonoi. So too, when it comes to the Yomtif of Purim, of the Halacha, the Mitzvah of Mishalach Monois, there's a din of Achsonoi. B'l'chayr it's a pella. The din of Achsonoi, the reason why there's a din of Achsonoi is because when it comes to Chanukah, it's a Chayves HaBayis. The Bayis needs to have Hadlokas Neiros. So there's an aspect of Chayves HaBayis. Maybe there's both different features in the poison we've discussed in the past, but there's an element of that every Neir Ishu Basin. So there I can hear that if I'm part of your Bayis, I'm potter from Ner Chanukah, or I'm yoytzi with your Ner Chanukah because I became a part of your bayis. That I can hear. But when it comes to Mishloach Manos, what does it mean? That I became part of your bayis because I'm soymech on Shulchanai, and in Mela I'm potter from the din of Mishloach Manos. So he points to a fascinating Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch writes as follows. Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Tezvav. The mitzvah is Shaloi Lahoitzi Mipsara Pesach Mimokam Hachabura. You're not allowed to take Korban Pesach outside of the house, right? You're not allowed to be Moitzi a Korban Pesach outside of the house that you're Kaveya to eat the Korban Pesach. What's the pshat in this mitzvah? Zok Techinich, Mishor Shei Mitzvah Zu. Masha Kesavnu Lezecher Nisei Mitzrayim. Because Lel HaSeder, we're Malachim, we're kings. Ba HaMitzvah Allah, Sheyehe Noichal B'mokim HaChabura. V'loi Noitzi Ehu L'chot. That we can't send out food. Kiderech Malchei Eretz, Shekol HaMuchon Lehem Nechol B'Heicholam B'Roiv Am Shalehem. Vidalas ha'aretz, it's only the poor people, the regular people, the simple people, be'ez yachinu se'uda gedoyla, when they prepare a se'uda gedoyla, yishlichu mimenu l'chutz monos l're'eyem l'fishu u'chidish eslam. Says the Chayfer Chinech HaDover Nifla, he says, when it comes to melachim, we don't, when you make a big banquet, you don't send anything out to show people you're making a big banquet. Why? Because every day you have a big banquet. Every day is a big suda. What am I showing off over here? This is Maisim B'chol Yoy. When it comes to Dalas Ha'am, when it comes to regular people, the normal minhag Sheva Oilam was, says the Sefer Achinuch, that when you made a big suda, part of making a big suda to show how excited you are about this suda would be that you would send different things from the suda, you would send it out. So Leil has said to different people to tell them, I'm making a big suda, I'm having a big party, and here's a little gift from my suda. So Leil has said there is also to do such a thing, because you're supposed to pretend like you're normal. This is normal for me, it's not a big deal. So now you're showing it off. They said, you're not a king. You're a king for one night. So Leila Seder is also to send out. That's the mitzvah in mitzvah tezvah. Zog, di, chavetzal, shon. That's the pshat of Mishloach Manos. The din of Mishloach Manos is not a din in reyos alone. It's not a din in preparing for someone else's suda. The din of Mishloach Manos is a din in your suda. Your su'udah has to be a su'udah, which is a su'udah gedoyla, al kidei kach, that I send out, like such a chosh of a zach, it's such a big suda, the minhag is that we send out to other people. It's not a dinner preparing for their suda, it's a vise on my suda gedoyla. And in Meila, that's what the Magen Avraham means. The Magen Avraham means that just like when it comes to Lechanuka, it's a din in the bayis. It's a din in the house here too. It's not a din in the bayis, but it's a din in the su'uda. And therefore, since it's a din in the su'uda, it's only to show that a su'uda is Purim is chashav. So whoever is making a su'uda is Purim has a chiyuv of mishloyach manus. The person who's not making a su'uda is Purim, so then there's no din of mishloyach manus. Mishloyach manus is not to prepare for yenim suda. Mishloyach manus is to be marben, to be magdal, be mefarsein my suuda gedoyla. Like the Sefer Chinuch said, and b'meila only a person who's making a suuda gedoyla is chayiv in the din of mishloyach manus. And this is what it says in Rambam. Very stark mashman in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Keitzar choyvas as suuda. What is the chayiv of suuda? Zusha Yoichel, Bosser, Vyisakim Sudan Noah, Kifiyasher Timtsu Yodoi, Vishoise Yainat, Shiyistaka, Vyyerdim Vishikhus, Vichain Chayev Odom Lishloyach, Shte Monoishel Bosser, Shte Mine Tavshil, Oishne Mine Oichel Chaverush, and Nemar Lishloyach Monos Ishreyu, Monois Leish Echol. The Rambam says in one fellow suit, if there was two separate halachas, I'd understand. There's a din of I have to make a su'udah, and there's a din that I have to help someone else make a su'udah. But the Rambam writes, as part of me preparing my su'udah. That's what he's saying. What is the din over here to prepare my su'udah? V'chein chayiv adam, says the Rambam, v'yisakin su'udah nor, kefi asher timtze yoda, v'shoyse yayin ad sheyushtaker, v'chayiv adam l'shloyach shtey monos. What does that have to do with me preparing my su'udah? There's a separate din. There's a din of tzedakah. I have to make sure someone else has a su'udah. The Rambam writes all with a vav, v'chein chayiv adam, part of your hachomna su'udah. Part of you preparing your su'udah. It's not a su'udah's Purim unless it's a davar chashuv. How do we express that a su'udah is a su'udah chashuva? Sefer Chinuch tells us. A su'udah chashuva is expressed in the Torah, we see clearly. A su'udah chashuva is expressed in the Torah if you're sending out from the su'udah. And the Mela Ba'al Pesach, it's also because we don't want to show it's a su'udah chashuva. Because a melech is posha that I'm eating a su'udah chashuva. But every other day of the year, the gedeh, the raya that something's a su'udah chashuva is that I send out. So the Mela says the Rambam, that's when Mordechai and Esther are misaken. Mordechai and Esther are misaken, that part of your su'udah is that you're going to send out to other people. And that's a din, that's a kiyah in your su'udah's Purim. What comes to Chais according to this is that even l'fi l'shitas, that it's a din in su'udah's Purim, you're not yoytze if you sent it before. Because it's a din in you being misaken in your su'udah's Purim. He wants to even go fighter. We know that there's a kosher club in the Eretz Tzvi who wants to argue that if you send the shalach manos after Purim, as long as the person's su'uda is still going on, you could be yoytze. Why? Because it's a din in the su'uda. It's a din in the su'uda. And as long as his su'uda's Purim is still going on, you could go fighter. But again, if it was to help him prepare, his su'uda had a start. But if it's a vart in being megala that my su'udah is a su'udah chashuva, so once I send out, that's a giloy milsa, that this was a su'udah chashuva, and meila I was yoytze. An entirely different approach, but answers the Magen Avraham shita, answers the Rishash, lahafli, how we could understand the shita, that an amoira would go over to eat by someone else, and he wasn't chayiv in mishloach monos. Chayra, it's mashma from this Sefer Chinuch, that we could argue that it's a din in Su'udas Purim, but not a din in the Su'udas Purim of the Mekaba, a din in the Su'udas Purim of the Noisa.